For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. You did it. You got through the week again by His grace, didn't you? You're marching and you're just putting on God. I can feel it. You're putting on Christ. I love it. I got a phone call from one lady about 2 weeks ago. And of course, she talked to my assistant. It was neat. But she says, tell Anna, I put on Christ. I'm putting on my armor. I love that. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Hey, we're getting through these 7 pointers of how to build. What to build as you're building your ark. Hebrews 11:7, Noah, when being warned of things not yet seen, built an ark as a refuge for his family. Of course, Jesus is our ark, but we also then broke it down into components and area things you might be able to do as you're building a protective hedge, Christ, for your family, your children, you know, your finances, whatever it might be, your health. So quickly, I know it's Friday, I'm going to try to run through these. If not, I'll continue next week. But we talked about 1, to build intimacy, prayer time. 2, examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Are you in faith? The faith, not just for your own life, but for what you're stepping out to do. 3, talk about conforming or transforming. Conforming to the world, the culture, or are you truly being transformed into the image of God by renewing that mind and then applying what you're reading and memorizing? 4, once you're doing all that, man, start moving. Just start taking that walk. Walk the walk of God. You know, brother and sister, you're encoded. You're wired for a specific assignment. And you say, well, I want to know. Look, start doing the known well. Start doing what you know to do. Study, quiet time, loving God, loving your fellow man. As you're obeying Scripture, then the unknown will. I don't know if I'm to marry her. I don't know if I'm to move to that state. That will start to unfold out of you. Your giftings will start to flow. Do the known will, and then the unknown will begin to flow. Talking about steps to building that ark. 5, don't forget, brothers and sisters, we wage war. Now, it is from a victorious standpoint, but sometimes I get a little concerned because I feel like sometimes Christians forget. I mean, it is still a war. Yes, we've won because Christ won. Yes, that's our heritage. Yes, that's our legacy. But there will be seasons, my brethren, where you will stand. You are to fight a good fight, right? What about words like endure hardship as a soldier, you know? Be sober, be vigilant, be dressed in readiness. Those are military terms. So at the first sign of spiritual sweat, don't cave in. Pull from the grace of God. Pull from Christ Jesus. Pull from the Spirit of God and wage the war. We win, but sometimes you got to do some standing in that. Amen? You got it. Christ is in you. You're in Christ. 6, don't forget, there is a cause. You're fighting for purpose. Esther, if you don't speak up, someone else will, and they'll get the blessing. But goodness, my brethren, it's our time. You know, if we remain indifferent to those 10 areas I opened with on Monday, I mean, you know, the powers of hell will just continue to increase. But if we stand, Joshua he went into the land. He did have to dispossess in order to possess what was his. But look what happened. Christianity, I mean, God was able to penetrate. That's what we're doing. And 7, we want to leave a legacy, don't we? I had people at my conference, 30 and under, take a stand. They stood up. We had quite a few, I'd say about 25 to 30 people, 30 and under, were in that conference. And I looked at them all and I said, I hope my generation is leaving a powerful legacy of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected to you, so that you will know there is a great way to live. There is a purpose to live for. There is a future. There is a hope. There are decisions you can make today that will affect your tomorrow. And I pray that for today as we end the broadcast. There is a legacy we must leave. God has commanded us to do so. He gave us all authority to do so. And by His grace, we will. The prudent persons foresees danger and takes precaution. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, built that ark to save his family. And our ark is Christ. So get on my website. Check these 7 areas as you build. And thank you for listening all week. I love you. By His grace, we'll be back Monday for a future hope with Anadonia. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.